Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Red Dog, written by Louis de Bernier and read by David Field.
Red Dog had his greatest adventures after John's death. He had always enjoyed his freedom, but he had always had John to return to. Now he took absolute liberty and refused to give it up. He would have given it up, no doubt, only if he'd been able to find his master. Being such a well-loved and well-known local character meant that almost every week somebody tried to adopt him, to make him comfortable and to feed him up so that he would settle down and stay. Red Dog liked these people, and if their children were sick, he would even wait patiently by the bed until they were better. Then one day they would come out of their house and find Red Dog by the car, waiting to be driven away on his next great quest. With sadness in their hearts, the people who had hoped to own him would drop him off wherever it was he wanted to go, and it might be months until one evening there would come that imperious scratching at the door, signalling his temporary return. Red Dog simply treated people as people treat their friends, dropping in and then passing on. Red Dog travelled as usual on the Hammersley Iron buses, in their utes, and in the train to Mount Tom Price. Keenly he looked at everyone they passed. People noticed that he still seemed to be searching. Red Dog travelled the 900 kilometres to Broome, a magical tropical town where there are tartar lizards that wave to you every few seconds, where there is Cable Beach, whose waters in the summer are as warm as a bath, where the raindrops are as big as plums, where divers bring pearls from the bottom of the sea, and where there are saltwater crocodiles in the mangrove swamps who like nothing so much as to swallow a nice plump dog. Red Dog went there with the road train and stayed for 2 weeks, eating every night at the local hotel. He looked everywhere but couldn't find John, and so he came back very slowly in an ancient car crammed to the brim with a large family of Aborigines.